Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week, along with the Northern Sun Conference Defensive Player of the Week. BSU football team linebacker Corey Crosby. Congratulations, Corey.
Oh, thank you very much.
17 tackles. That is a career high for you. 4.5 tackles for a loss. 2.5 sacks. It's not a bad day's work. How tired were you afterwards?
I was really tired after that, but, you know, it was fun to get the axe and finish with a win.
You guys defensively have really carried the way for the team the entire season. The offense has picked you guys up now the last couple of weeks. How much easier does that make your job?
Well, it's definitely nice. I mean, it's fun to see the offense succeeding and doing well. I mean, it's fun to watch Lance do the stuff that he does and run the offense the way that he does. So it's really nice to see that. Defense has struggled, so it's really nice that the offense can pick us up.
Is it that you're struggling, or is it that teams are starting to figure you guys out a little bit?
It might be a combination of both. I mean, we just need to go back to focusing on the basics again this next game and doing our jobs correctly.
All right, you mentioned Lance. As you were on the sideline, I'm hoping you weren't in a meeting on the bench as he had his 78-yard touchdown run and leap. Did you see it live?
Yeah, I did see it. And then you've seen it a bunch of times on film. I mean, we just keep watching it. It's just amazing how great of an athlete he is, and it was really fun to watch.
You know, as a player, you can't think about stuff. It's all reaction, which makes that play even more amazing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we give him a little grief about it, but it was definitely exciting to see.
Wrap up the regular season with Minot State at Senior Day. It's one of the biggest senior classes that have come through here in quite a while. As a group, how tight are you guys?
Oh, we're very tight. I mean, we definitely hang out together. We've been around each other for, this is our fifth year right now. We have no transfers that have come in or anything like that, so it's just been our group that have been together, so it's really cool that we get to stick together.
You guys have been the backbone of this team, certainly this year, last year, and for some of you guys even the year before. As a group, you guys have played a lot of downs of football, both offensively and defensively. It's probably too early for you to reminisce, but have you thought about how good of a class you guys are?
You know, not really. I mean, we just think about it as the aspect of the team and stuff. I mean, we really, it was hard to look at and see the senior group and then be like, oh, man, that's right, they're not a senior, you know. Just thinking about that, so it's kind of tough to think about that.
Going out on a high note is always what everybody wants. You guys can go out as conference champs as well. Does that make it even a little more sweet?
Oh, that'd be awesome. I mean, it would be great to win the North and be able to have that and just leave a legacy for the next group to build on for next year.
Minot State is a team that you guys have been able to beat consistently, but games have always been on the close side. You expecting that again this week?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Minot's a good team, so it's going to be something we're going to definitely need to prepare well for and, you know, game plan. But I think senior night's going to really give us some momentum and something to play for with the North Championship on the line.
Again, congratulations and enjoy Saturday.
Thank you very much.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.